This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Back with us, Annabelle Gurwitch. She covers the generational precipice for Day to Day. These are stories of families and how we're getting along over this age gap. Annabelle, there's an election theme today?
Yes, there is, Alex. I've been watching the debates and talking about the election with my six-year-old. And the other day when I told him that his grandfathers were in fact registered Republicans, he looked at me like I had grown a second head. And I thought, wow, this is the polarization of America acting itself out in my own household. So I was really curious about the message that kids are getting during this time. So I invited two little seven-year-old girls, May, who is from a Republican family, and Lucia, whose parents are Democrats, to bake some cookies and talk about the upcoming election. All right, May, you start on the chocolate chip, and Lucia, we'll start on the oatmeal currant. Now, girls, you know what's coming up, of course, is the big...
The election,
right. May, do you know how old you have to be to vote?
I know.
How
old? I know, 18.
Both the same time, 18, okay. And do you girls know where you go to vote?
In an election box. I know where I go to vote. I go to in our neighborhood.
Oh, so have you been with your mom before?
Many times.
Wow, you're really experienced in this election thing, right, May?
So my mama tells me what to put to poke.
So actually, you're voting for your mother.
Yeah, so she's telling me what to do.
That might be actually a little bit illegal to find out that a 7.5-year-old is actually voting. That might be a constituency the candidates have not explicitly targeted, but... which candidate are you supporting for president, Lucia?
I don't know.
You're not sure? Oh my gosh, you're one of the undecideds. Everyone's wondering, who are these people who are still undecided? And we found you. Thank goodness. Oh, wow. And May, who are you supporting for president?
President Bush.
What do you like about him?
He has a good character. And I can trust him because he can take care of our country.
That's another good reason to support someone for president. Let's get these cookies in the oven, okay? May, you take these. What issues are facing you girls right now?
Well, our whole family is doing issues about our house because for the next earthquake.
So you're working on homeland security, so to speak.
Yes.
Okay. And Lucia, what kind of issues are you dealing with right now?
I think I need more homework because I only have one sheet and it's like really easy.
There's never enough to homework. I can always have an extra page.
All right, let me ask you this. Do you think that maybe one day when you grow up, there'll be a girl who'll get to run for president?
Well, I sure hope so, because I have some friends that would be great, that are girls who would be great presidents.
And what would make them a great president?
Well, their personality, they're kind, but can be very argumentative for good reason.
I think my friend Callie might grow up to be a president, because she's really nice, and she invites everybody to her party, and
so she's Callie is a uniter.
Uh-huh.
Now, girls, what about you girls? Do you think maybe one day one of you, May, Lucia, do you think you might ever run for president?
Well, if they do change the rules about if you're born in America, then maybe I will. It's because I'm born in China. I probably can't.
Hey, cookies.
Good.
Alex, I told May that Arnold Schwarzenegger was working on that very issue right now.
Annabelle, did I hear these girls say that the platform that would appeal to them would be more homework?
You know, kids are different than we were, Alex. These girls are really focused and they really know their stuff. But Alex, after we talked about the election, the girls hugged each other and ran upstairs and started playing. And that may be more reaching across the aisle than we're likely to see after this election.
We're learning something from the generational precipice. Annabelle Gurwitch, thanks again.
Thank you, Alex.